represent Tim, the Tula Man Taylor.
Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. And you all know my sister Al. Next time, we'll light a match, Borland.
Well, today we're introducing a brand new segment right here on Tool Time.
That's right. It's called The Unsung Heroes of the Job Site.
He gets no thanks, and that ain't right. He's an unsung hero of the job site.
You know, when people think about construction, well, they always think about the glory jobs.
Yeah, your drywallers, your backhoers, your trench diggers. What about the guys that work hard that don't get any glory, huh?
Yeah, what about us?
I said unsung heroes, not unsung zeros. Today we're going to meet the man who services these bad boys. If you think your job stinks, wait till you meet this guy. Premier porta-potty pumper, Frank Dugan. Come on out, Frank.
I get that a lot, you know.
Oh, man, thanks. So, Frank, how'd you get in the porta potty business?
Well, you know, I just kind of fell into it.
So, Frank, you want to tell us how you keep these things maintained?
Oh, you betcha, Al. Yeah. You know what I got is I got me a big old 20-foot suction hose.
Right.
And I got that sucker hooked up to my pumper truck. Mm-hmm. And on the back, I got an 800-gallon tank.
800?
Yeah.
You got it made, boy. Good job, huge hose, and a big truck.
Well, that's true, Tim, but you know there's one thing I don't get. Respect. You know, people walk up to one of these porta potties and they look at it and they stand there and they say, I'll wait.
That's gotta hurt, too. I like porta potties. I like these things. I wish I hadn't sit next to my couch in the living room. During football season, I never leave the room.
Of course, everyone else would.
Frank, why don't you tell us all about this 35-gallon polyurethane bad boy?
Oh, you bet. Well, Tim, as you can see, it's very spacious, totally clean. It will accommodate either one of your sexes. Most importantly of all, perfectly private.
There's a man that takes pride in his work, glorifies his job.
Truly the unsung hero of the job site.
All right, Frank, come on out and show us how you move these job site to job site. Frank?
Tim, it's going to be about another minute.
Yes, no thanks, Tim. That ain't right. He's an unsung hero of the job site.
Soak up some extra knowledge.
By any chance, were you soaking up that extra knowledge in detention?
Hey, knowledge is knowledge.
I can't believe you, Brad.
Mom and Dad, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I've had detention before.
It's the first day of school. No one ever gets detention on the first day of school.
I wouldn't say no one.
What did you do?
Nothing. Bruce Tyler was throwing spitwads at me. I had to do something.
I meant Brad. What did you do to get detention?
Nothing.
I see. So this is just one of those come and get to know the other delinquents sort of thing.
Look, I told you, okay? I didn't do anything.
Can you believe that?
It's terrible. Teachers are still given detention for nothing.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Al.
Sorry to barge in on you. I've been trying to call for 2 hours. The phone's busy.
Randy, get off the phone.
So did you hear the news? Binford has officially been sold.
All right. Who was the mystery buyer?
Some guy by the name of Bud Harper.
Why do I know that name?
When I was working at the magazine, we did a cover story on him.
No, I never read the magazine.
He owns that chain of tire stores, a software company, the commuter airline.
That's right. Wait a minute. This guy's got a lot of money. That could help Tool Time.
Or it could be the worst thing in the world to happen. You know how these big conglomerate guys work? They're ruthless. They come in, they cut out all the fat.
Well, no wonder you're worried.
They already fired the president. What if we're next? What if they fire us? What if they get rid of Tool Time?
Would you quit spitting on the back of my neck?
Well?
I'm not going to get rid of Tool Time. We're the crown jewel of the Binford Empire.
The crown jewel? I had no idea I was married to royalty.
Well, you know it now.
Hello? Yeah, just a minute, please. Your Highness, Bud Harper's office calling.
Oh, no, it's always worse when they call you at home.
Al.
Whoa, it's over. We're history. Sayonara.
Al, chill.
Yes. Uh-huh. Sure, breakfast would be fine. I get up pretty... You want to have breakfast at 6 a.m.? Sure, I'll just move my lunch to 9:30. Yes, I know where it is. I'll be there. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Have a little breakfast meeting with Bud Harper. No problem.
Well, thank goodness. You know, a guy doesn't take you out to breakfast to fire you.
Actually, sometimes he does.
Huh? Oh, I knew breakfast was a bad idea!
Well, it's not always bad. It depends on what he orders. If he orders a full breakfast, you're fine. But if he just orders coffee, it means he wants to get out of there fast and you're history.
Where'd you come up with that theory?
When I worked as a cashier in high school, I got fired over coffee. When I was fired from the bookstore, coffee. When I was fired from the diner, coffee to go.
Have you ever kept a job? Gotta be a way out of this thing.
Tim?
What?
Bud Harper.
Oh, Bud Harper.
Hey, hey, good to see you.
Good to see you. Heard a lot about you.
Oh, well, thank you. Come on, sit down, sit down. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay, I was working here.
What can I get you guys?
Big breakfast. Have a big one, a big breakfast. Eggs and pancakes, toast, some breakfast meats. The whole left side of the menu. Same for you, Bud?
Oh, no, no, no. Just coffee for me.
Oh, no. You gotta have breakfast. That is the foundation meal of the whole day.
Just coffee.
Well, a lot of coffee. Bring a whole bunch of coffee.
Now, Tim, I need to talk to you about your show. I had my people study the ratings, and I don't like what they told me.
But can I call you Bud?
Absolutely.
You shouldn't listen to what your people say because my people give me the wrong information all the time.
According to my people, you don't have people. Thank you. Now, Tim, I'm not going to blow a lot of sunshine up your butt.
Good, because it sounds like it might be kind of painful. Yeah.
I've always loved Binford Tools. Yeah. I think Tool Time is a great show.
You do?
That's right. And together we can break out of the local market and take this show national.
Yeah, you mean like all over Michigan?
No. Like all over the country, I plan to sink major dollars into this show, build new sets.
Yes.
We'll start out at 10 new markets.
Yes.
And as the show becomes more profitable, your salary will be commensurate.
Oh boy. It's always a catch, isn't it?
You'll make more money.
Oh, that commensurate.
Yeah. Now, Tim, there's an aspect of Tool Time I need to talk to you about.
Shoot.
Yeah, well, when I was watching the show, there was one thing that I don't know just rubbed me the wrong way.
You didn't like our salute to lubricants.
Oh, lubricants? No, no, lubricants is great television. No. I'm talking about something I feel is keeping the show from really taking off.
Gadget Corner. We can dump it. I don't like it.
Oh, no, I love Gadget Corner.
Yeah, so do I. I love that. That's good, too. That's good.
No. I'm talking about Al.
What about Al?
Well, I know you guys, well, have been together a long time, and I... 6 years?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Well, I'm going to put this as delicately as possible.
Go ahead.
You got to dump him.
But I can't do Tool Time without Al. Everybody loves Al.
Well, no, not everybody. Now, we did some audience testing, and the numbers show that Al's a big dud with the younger viewers.
I don't put much stock in audience testing.
Well, now, you tested through the roof.
On the other hand, it's quite a valuable tool.
Yeah. Oh, audiences love you.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't love you as much as they love Heidi.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Did Heidi test it better than me?
Heidi tested better than Santa Claus.
Okay, here are your egg dishes.
Oh, it's great to watch.
Your hot cereals and your breakfast meats will be out in a minute.
Okay. You know, I'm really adamant about this with Al. I have to
You get your choice of bacon, ham, or sausage.
I'll take the sausage. The reason I think Al...
Links or patties?
I'll take the links, please. The first thing...
Mild or spicy?
Just surprise me! I don't care much about your testing, really, because Al is a big hit with the seniors, okay? You go to any early bird special in this city, you're gonna have people talking about Al Borland.
Yeah, but that's the problem. The senior crowd has already bought their tool. We need new viewers who are hip, not viewers who need a new hip.
I've been together with Al for 6 years, though.
Okay, you've got 14 plates of potatoes coming.
That's just great, Dolores.
Okay,
thanks.
I've got hash browns, home fries, or O'Brien's.
Am I your only customer?
No, but you're my favorite.
Tim, listen to me. I'm giving you the chance of a lifetime. You can make a lot more money and be a star. Look, I want you to go toe-to-toe with Bob Vila and crush him like a bug.
Crush him like a bug. More coffee!
Yeah. You like that, don't
you? Yeah, crush him like a bug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you know what you got to do.
Yeah, what?
Fire Al.
You want me to fire Al?
Well, I can't do it. My grandmother loves Al.
Dad, what's detention like?
It's a drag. They sit you in a room, then they yell at you, and finally, they make you do your homework.
It's just like being at home.
Except I can't get you to do your homework.
Neither could they. That's why Brad will be a little late today, too.
Would you shut up?
You got detention in detention?
Yeah, but it wasn't my fault.
It's never your fault.
Hey, thanks for understanding.
We're gonna talk about this later. You better not get any more detention. Hey, Wilson.
Well, hidey-ho, neighbor Ed.
How'd you like an obnoxious teenage son for the next few years?
Well, it wouldn't be first on my wish list.
Yeah, it's not first on mine either, but I don't have a choice. And I got two more hot on his heels.
Well, Brad is a good kid. I'm sure it's just a phase.
Well, I hope so. He's driving me crazy. It's the first day of high school. He's already mouthing off and getting in trouble. What happened to my sweet little boy?
Well, Jill, if it's any consolation to you, I myself was quite the rapscallion when I was Brad's age.
That's hard to believe.
Oh, yes, indeed. I was a holy terror.
What could you possibly have done?
Well, I'm afraid to admit it, but when I was in high school, I was playing chess with my father, and he had me hopelessly cornered, and I, being the incorrigible rebel, refused to concede defeat.
And I thought Brad was bad.
It gets worse. So for punishment, he sent me up to my room, and instead I snuck out a window, crossed the state line, and went to a Monet exhibit.
You were a wild one.
Oh, yes, I was. And look how normal I turned out.
Hi, honey.
Hi. What's in the bags?
Oh, about 300 different kinds of sausage. 800 pounds of potatoes.
Well, what happened with Bud Harper?
Well, he'd like to save more money into the show and take Tool Time national.
What? National? That's terrific. Well, that's going to be great for you and Al.
Well, it's going to be a lot greater for me than it will be for Al.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if we make the move to national, I'll make more money and Al will make before taxes nothing.
He's going to fire Al?
No, no, no. He wants me to fire Al.
Well, that's terrible. I can't believe that they put you in that position.
Me neither. I can't fire Al.
Of course you can't.
If I don't fire Al, they're not going to put money into Tool Time, and there goes my dream. Taking the show national, making more money, buying that vacation home you've been thinking about.
Oh, the one on the lake with the screen and porch all the way around.
Yeah. 10,000 square foot garage. Tell me why I'm giving this up again.
Because it's the right thing to do.
What else you got?
Jim.
Jim, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Don't I owe it to myself just to consider it? I mean, Al's a good friend of mine, but how loyal do I have to be?
Depends on how good a friend you are.
Well, wait a minute, look at it this way. Maybe by firing Al, it would help his career.
Oh, how do you figure that?
You remember when Bob Vila and Norm broke up? No one thought Norm would do anything? Now he's got that whittling thing on Channel 15.
Al would be devastated. Tool Time is everything to him.
Well, that's sick right there. What kind of guy dedicates his whole life to a local cable show?
Hello?
Hello? Al, look, it's Al.
So, how did breakfast go? Is the rumor true?
What rumor's that, Al?
Well, Heidi heard that Harper wants to take the show national.
Well, he might have meant something about going national at breakfast.
Well, that is our dream come true.
Well, dreams die, Al.
What are you talking about?
I told him I wasn't interested.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I just thought that was the right thing to do, and I don't want to talk about it.
How could you possibly make a decision like that without thinking how it affects me?
Al.
Oh, you're so selfish. It's always Tim, Tim, Tim. Just once, what about Al?
What about breakfast? I got pancakes, waffles, 12 different...
I don't want breakfast. I want to know why you're trying to ruin my career.
You want to know why they don't want a national? You don't want to know? I'll tell you exactly
yes,
why.
Yes, potatoes. Okay. I got O'Brien potatoes, hash browns.
Well, I thought that I could count on you, but obviously all you can think about is yourself. I guess you just forgot about a little word called loyalty.
Would you remind me one more time why I'm giving up my dream for that man?
Okay, okay, okay. Nothing's coming.
Yeah. So you're saying I should fire Al?
I'm not saying that.
You're implying it.
I'm not implying that.
Would you imply it, please, please, please?
I mean, how could you fire Al? He's like part of our family.
Well, I just could treat him like a member of your side.
That's my man, Tim. Tim, how you doing?
Pretty good, bud.
Hey, good to see you.
Heard you drive up. Sounds like a big block you got there.
Good ear. Hey, Tim, I need to talk to you. I want to set up some interviews with new assistants.
Don't bother. I've thought about it, and I'm not doing the show without Al.
What are you talking about?
That's my decision, even if it means staying right where I am.
Tim, I don't understand you. Why are you going to the mat for this guy? The only thing Al Borland's ever done for you is drag you down.
No, I'm not doing the show without Al. He's a great tool man. He can fix anything. And besides that, he's my friend.
Tim, you're making a really bad business decision.
Well, I can't see it that way. My gut tells me your tests are wrong. America would love Al because Al loves America.
I do.
Al, we were just talking about you.
I heard.
Al, listen, it's nothing personal. I just don't think your style is right for the show.
Wait a minute. I think you're wrong. I mean, is this man boring? Yes. Is he dull beyond belief? You bet. Profession nightmare? Tell me something I don't know. Anybody can be hip or exciting. One man dares to be dull. One man has the courage to be monotonous and tedious and uninteresting. That man is Al Borland.
Thank you, Tim.
But it's the interplay between us that makes this show popular.
Well, Tim, I respect your opinion, but it's just your opinion and it's my money.
Well, Tim is not interested in your money.
Shut up, Al. Give me some time to prove that we have what it takes to go national. Put me in 10 cities.
No way.
Give me 8 cities.
Forget it.
5 cities, bud.
Tim, you know you're a loyal guy. You went to bat for a friend, and I respect that. I'll put you in 2 new markets.
We'll take it.
It's not up to you.
Well, of course not.
Done deal.
All right. Good luck. Now, you got 6 months to prove yourself.
We won't let you down, bud.
All right.
I feel like the biggest jerk in the world. Here I said all those horrible things, and you were just standing up for me.
Don't give another thought. You would have done the same for me.
No, I am lucky to have a friend like you. You're as big as they come.
You're getting that I'm going to hug you look, and I don't like that, Al.
Just a little one.
No, Al, I don't.
Don't come. You're pushing me. You're fired. I am not, you big friend, you.
I've been waiting for you. I want to show you something. Unless you want to change first.
Oh, we got an hour off. I'll stay casual.
All right, I've been thinking about going national, and I got something big in mind.
We've already done a porta potty show.
No. I made some adjustments. A few modifications, okay? All right. Now, you know how those guys eat on the job site? I got a man-sized air freshener. Wait. I'm gonna take this porta potty where it's never been before, okay? I'm gonna make it easier to move from job site to job site.
And how are you gonna do that?
Small motor.
And they were gonna fire me.
You're getting that I'm gonna hug you look, and I don't like that, Al.
Just a little one.
No, Al, I don't.
Oh, come on, don't come. You're pushing me. You're fired. I am not, you big friend, you.